Landing Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Somebody has to give it to you straight. I'm the guy, all right? Here are the three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the crisis at the southern border remains out of control. Even though we don't talk about it every day, it is worse than ever. Trust me on this. Number two, crime sprees across the nation are being ignored or papered over by the Democrats and the media. But just because they're pretending it's not happening doesn't mean it's not happening. Because it is. And number three, Santa Claus not coming this year, potentially. At least his bag will not be carrying piles of gifts because they're jammed up off the coast of California and a dozen other places. It's all true. Now, I told you a month ago that if it wasn't here yet, probably wasn't coming. Well, sorry to say, I was right about that. And Christmas is, it's not what it's supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to be family gatherings, no stress. Luckily, a lot of the mandates and the overreach by government has been pushed back. You can get together for Christmas. We did for Thanksgiving. They're trying to blame us for a surge in cases on Thanksgiving, but in Michigan, where I live, cases have been increasing since the middle of July, steadily, on a very clear trajectory. Thanksgiving didn't seem to enhance or increase or change it at all. Just kept right on going. All across the country, by the way, jams in the supply chain, challenges with staffing, prices on the rise, and consumers on edge. It has millions wondering what will happen next and if the economy is about to take a big turn for the worse. That's the concern. Consumer sentiment is the concern. You see, the supply chain crisis, it hasn't eased at all. In fact, it's gotten worse. Since Joe Biden said, we're going to get after this 24 hours a day, it got worse. We went from 50 ships waiting to be unloaded at Los Angeles and Long Beach to more than 100 jammed up in line. Listen to these car repair shop workers. Let me give you an example. We're going to go around the country here. Repair shop workers for cars in Maryland. They're scrambling to cover the customers to get parts. Listen.
You know, the demand is there. There's plenty of business. There's plenty of people, plenty of traffic in and out of the doors. It's just a matter of meeting those demands.
Auto repair shops across Delmarva are becoming quite familiar with supply chain issues, an issue that's impacting wait times.
Sometimes it might be an hour, hour and a half wait, whereas a lot of the other shops, it might be a month or 2 months wait to get on a list to get in, again, because of manpower, because of supplies.
Herbert Williams, a parts director at Bohanka of Salisbury, says they saw electronic parts, motor oil, and certain truck parts on back order. But now it's moving to some of the general maintenance items, pushing dealerships to hit the internet to meet demand.
We do a lot of scrambling. We're shipping parts from here, there, wherever we can find them. It's tying up a lot of our time searching.
Tying up a lot of time searching to find those parts. And because cars are so expensive, because of the supply of computer chips and so forth, a lot more people are fixing used cars, cars they already have, to keep them on the road longer, creating the demand at places like that shop in Maryland. But if you can't get the part to get the car down the road, what are you going to do? Here in Michigan, where I live, some of those getting pinched are looking for some drastic solutions to get the supply chain up and moving and the economy, too. Listen to this.
In the short term, I've joked about the idea. I'd like to see the Dunkirk Act. Everybody with a boat, go out and pick up something and bring it to shore and let's get things rolling. And I know that that's in jest, but it gets at the question of urgency and it gets at the question of creativity to solve this problem. What I have to do every day is look at my employees and talk to them about wages and unemployment issues and lower bonuses and less opportunity for training. And why is that? Well, part of it's because there is this backup in the system. And I will defer to the two gentlemen to my right as experts on why and how that's occurring. But if I were king for a day, first thing I would do would be I would create a sense of urgency by getting these things done.
The Dunkirk Act. Leave it to a guy from Michigan to come up with a great idea like that. Huh. The Dunkirk Act. Just go grab something. It reminds me of when I grew up. Had to go upstairs to the bedrooms where the kids were, right? My mother would set things on the stairs. I'd run by them. No, you get down here. You don't go upstairs without something in your hand. If I set something on the stairs, clean clothes, whatever it might be, you take it with you. Yes, Mom. The Dunkirk Act. The economy pinch, how about Nebraska? It's being absorbed by the small business owners, and the cost of shipping is killing people. And that is tied directly to the supply chain issues and the cost of gas and to the failures of the Biden administration. Listen.
Yes, well, our actual freight costs are up about 30% from a year ago, which is hard enough. And then, of course, there's additional cost in storing the product longer. And then ultimately, we've had a lot of demurrage costs. And then you have to work that out with the customer, who's going to pay that and whose fault is that, when really it's neither. But to answer your question directly, our export costs are up about 30%.
30% increase in their export costs. And the cost of everything coming up and coming in is going up. Those on the front lines of the supply chain crisis say the Biden administration is giving mixed messages on solving the problem, which is another very polite way of saying Joe Biden is completely incompetent. I'm not so polite, apparently. And so is his administration. But I'm more to the point. I'm kind of blunt. That's why you're here. You want to hear it straight? They're failing. They're screwing the pooch on this deal. They're not getting it done. Here's more. Listen.
As ocean carriers, we're getting mixed messages on this front. On the one hand, for example, the administration is pressing us to get our customers to come to the ports and pick up their cargo so that we can get it out of the way and move additional cargo. At the same time, we have a House bill and an expected Senate bill that would restrict the ability to use detention and demurrage incentives to get that job done. As another example of the mixed messages, we're being told by the administration that we must put empty containers on outbound ships in order to clear the ports. Again, at the same time, the proposed legislation in both chambers would say that we have to load all export boxes before we can load empties. So we're getting mixed messages on that front as well.
So by law, you have to clear the empty containers and put them on a ship and get them out of here. And by law, you have to fill those containers to put it on a ship to export our products out of here. Ah, isn't Washington a wonderful place? One law contradicting the other law. Oh, it's and then, by the way, your regulatory agencies then step in and penalize you for not following the law and issue fines. Ah, the regulation nation. Here's a place where you don't have a supply chain issue. It's called Muskox. Muskox, action wear for men, plus the best flannel shirts you're ever going to enjoy. And you are going to enjoy them. GoMuskox.com. They have no supply chain issues because they planned ahead. They're an American company, by the way. Is it all made in America? No, not all of it. But they're working on it. Much of it is, to be honest, to put it right out there for you. And these flannel shirts, they'll help this American company grow. And every time you spend more than $100, they take a $10 bill and send it north to Alaska to help out real muskox. How do you beat that? The answer is you don't. GoMuskox.com. I'll be right back.
It's time to go in the huddle.
One, two, three, top flight!
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement. Because it's a new day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. The Michigan Wolverines have done it. It took seven seasons, but Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines finally won the Big Ten Championship. Saturday night in Indy was another dominant performance by the Maize and Blue as they beat number 13 Iowa 42-3. Michigan held Iowa to just 279 yards of total offense and put up 461 on the Hawkeyes' highly touted D. Hassan Haskins ran for two touchdowns and broke the school record for rushing touchdowns in a season with 20. Aiden Hutchinson became the first ever defensive player to win the title game's MVP award while setting the single-season sack record at Michigan with 14. The Wolverines ended their 17-year title drought and gained their first berth into the college football playoff. Michigan was ranked second by the College Football Playoff Committee and will get number 3 Georgia on December 31st in the Orange Bowl for the semifinal. A storybook ending to the season as Michigan becomes the first ever team to make the playoffs, beginning the season unranked. In the words of the great philosopher Will Smith, welcome to Miami.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I love flannel. For the love of flannel, be sure to grab a Grand Flannel by Muskox, a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel all the time. A super durable, comfortable 100% cotton flannel, perfect for the Michigan outdoors. To find out more, go to GoMuskOx.com. GoMuskOx.com. For the love of flannel, go to GoMuskOx.com.